everybody. What is up? Boy, has it been a while. My name is Desmond Del Castillo, and welcome to Stuck in Middle Age. This is episode 21. I am here with two of my buddies, Adam Duncan and Jay Sproul. Gents, how are you on this fine evening?
I'm very good. Hello, everybody. Good to be
back. Well here.
But what are you drinking, Jay? I just keep seeing you having a sip of this Clamato red looking.
Well, no. So this
gasoline,
is a little bit
no
of
shit.
No. It's like a little bit of an homage because I.
Oh,
I
dude, that looks terrible.
No.
Put that
good.
Back up to
no,
the
it's,
thing.
It's because it's blurry.
It looks thick like juice.
Yeah, no, it looks like a smoothie.
What do you drink? Yeah, you drinking a smoothie?
Okay, so I was in Saskatoon last week for this insurance conference, which is very educational. But you'll find that you're out a little bit late. So this was the first drink of every day whenever the bar opened. You had to have a Caesar to wake up and get yourself straight. So that's what I'm drinking today. Now
that, did you actually, mix the Caesar yourself or is it out of a can?
No. This is the Walter's Caesars. Hmm. So I'm not a big Mott's guy, but the Walter's, it's got a better spice to it, I think.
What do you mean you're not a Mott's guy?
I don't like the.
It's like saying you don't like Canada.
Don't you just make your own Caesar?
I didn't have time, Des.
I'm on this call.
Like you don't like Mott's out of a can kind of thing, like
or
the
Mott's,
premixed, or the
or
Clamato
Mott's,
out of the
tomato thing. Juice. Yeah.
No, I don't like the premixed one, but mm-hmm. I like the Clamato. If you make it yourself and then you can spice it yourself, but the ones under the can, I think the Walters are better.
I'm on this golf trip next week. And this guy, he was on it last year, and he's like, guys, I make the best Caesars. I make the best Caesars. I wasn't impressed.
No.
I wasn't impressed. You know, it was like, we had it. And I mean, maybe he hyped it up too much. But it just wasn't very good.
What was not good about it?
It seemed to, it was like too much like soy sauce or Worcestershire.
So he makes them muddy or dirty, whatever they say.
Yeah, it was a bit gritty. Yeah, it was a bit bitter for my taste.
You like to ski, right? So have you been to Lake Louise lately?
No.
Okay, so if you go into the upstairs bar in the main lodge,
yeah,
they make you a Wicked Caesar and they put a chicken wing in it.
What?
Yeah. So you get the pickle, you get the asparagus, you get the rim, and then they'll doctor it how you want, spicy or extra spicy or whatever. And then on a skewer, they put two chicken wings right on the top. So it just dips into the juice a little bit. But you get two salt and pepper chicken wings. It's awesome.
And then I just don't get the straw in a Caesar because, you know, you want to drink the Caesar with the rim.
No, wing. I'm a straw guy.
Jay.
What I do with the rim is I go around the rim first. We're talking about Caesar. I go around the rim first and I take the salt off and then I kind of dump it into this and then I, you know, but not all of it because it's a lot, but like half of it. And I actually jump between it back and forth. I'll use the straw a little bit and then I'll drink off the side. But
you
I don't want to
get all over your drink.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? I don't know.
Where have your fingers been?
Have you? And I know Adam, you wouldn't have seen this, but Jay-Ann, you're probably having, you're having a scotch with Stu there, you see. When he sits there and he's talked to you and then he like licks his finger and then starts.
I can't watch it. It's so
on
awkward.
On top of the rim and he's like, just
but
looking
he'll
at
stare
him,
into
like,
your eyes when he does it.
Oh, yeah. And he just waits until you like break and you're basically like, what the heck, buddy?
Oh, so he's doing it intentionally to mess with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a great way to open a meeting. Yeah, just stare into somebody's eyes deeply and rub the rim of your drink in slow, weird circles.
Yeah.
Is that a sales tactic?
It works?
Apparently it works for him. I don't know.
You're just like, hey, man, get out of my office. This is good. You're done.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well. All right. What are you drinking there, Adam?
Oh, I'm drinking a Breakwater Lager. From a newish brewery in Comox called Rad. Their marketing is very 1980s, so I, you know, of course love that. But it used to be, the brewery was called New Traditions, and when they took the signage down in Traditions, they left Rad, and so they had this crappy sign, which was really awesome. that just said Rad from New Traditions, and the Church Street Tap House boys ended up buying the brewery, and I think they hired back the brewer and they renovated it, and it's really cool. Yeah, it's really good.
Nice.
So they're making their own beer now, selling their own beer, and kicking ass and taking names.
Cool. Why not? What about you, Desmond? What are you drinking?
I've got, so we were at a 50th birthday party on the weekend.
Yours?
And for some friends. And so the husband, so it was two ladies that were having their 50th. The other lady's husband, I think he's the owner or the brewmaster at Zero Issue Brewery. So he made a F50 NEPA. And, you know, they're giving everyone the finger with 50 on their finger. So it was a good party. It said there was going to be like a late night poutine bar, but I think that got moved up a few hours because all the bags said poutine
bar.
Yeah. Anyway.
So speaking of poutine. So
yes.
when you're in Saskatoon and it's 2:30 in the morning, the only place to eat is this place called the Poutinery. Now this is a stuck in middle age kind of story. Oh. Because I think, I don't know about you guys, but have you noticed that you kind of father other kids around you or young people? Do you guys do that? Or do you just stick to like fathering your own kids? But anyway,
but we're, I mean, like giving them advice and shit.
We're not
like
a
that?
Boss.
Yeah. Yeah. So we go into the Poutinery and I'm making,
I end up getting punched.
Yeah.
And this girl walks in and she's like 22, 23 kind of thing. And she's like butting through the line to get to the front. She gets up to me because I'm at the till and she's like, can you buy me some poutine? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, my friends are up there. I got money here. Can you just buy me poutine so I can get to the front of the line? And so I look down and she's not wearing any shoes. Who the hell walks through Saskatoon and through these dirty bars with no shoes on? So I said, I feel like your dad here, but I'll buy you poutine if you put your shoes back on.
So she was carrying her shoes with her?
She was carrying her shoes with her. So anyway,
chicks,
so she agreed.
All the time. It's the end of the night. She's got
don't
heels
do that
and
dirty bar.
Chicks do
come
that all
on.
The time.
Oh, that's awful. So anyway,
I mean, if you're walking through a park with needles and shit like that in every freaking town in Canada now, then I would say, oh, okay, that's a little weird. But chicks at a bar, they take their shoes off all the time.
I don't know. No shirt, no shoes, no service. I'm with you.
No, that doesn't exist anymore. You just go to Mexico, or I mean, I'm making like,
you've been living in BC too long. Yeah, like,
come on,
it's weird.
Wait, how many places you go without a shirt and get service now?
I don't think anywhere.
Nowhere.
Get out of here.
Wait, no. You're taking your shirt off in the bar?
In the summertime.
You're walking into a bar and taking off your shirt.
In the summertime, you're at you're at a brewery.
No.
It's outside.
Unless you're at like a food truck, not happening.
You're in Brewer's Row in Port. No. Wherever in Port, whatever in Vancouver, and you don't have a shirt on and you walk it because you're out on the patio and you walk up to get another beer. You don't think
you're living
you'd get
in a different world, man.
Nope.
Come on.
I've done the pedal pub here, right? Like, so where you're you're on like a, it's like a picnic table, and it's probably what you did for someone's bachelor party, didn't you do? And you basically, as you're pedaling, you can drink beer and they've got beer on it. And even there, it was 25 degrees out the day we did it. Guy was like, everyone's shirt stays on, everyone's shoes stays on, and of course, everyone's shorts stays on.
So if you're at the, where's the place on 17th Ave that's really famous?
Ship and Anchor.
You're on the patio at the Ship and Anchor and you don't have your shirt. It's 30 degrees out and you take your shirt off. They won't serve you a beer.
No. Sure, you got to leave.
You're out.
It's mayhem. Like, what planet are you from?
Mayhem.
Are you taking your shirt off?
Taking their shirts off is mayhem. Oh my god!
Disgusting.
It just leads to mayhem.
Yeah,
it's what it represents, Dunk. We have these rules in place for a reason.
You're getting old, you know. You start thinking that shirts coming off is a problem.
Well, so that's why I'm asking.
Don't we have bigger issues in the world?
Shoes back on. I was wondering if I'm old.
Oh yeah, sorry. That, so after you dadded her and told her to put her effing shoes back on, did she?
Well, no, she got my buddy.
Yeah.
Who's single?
She went to the person behind you and said, "Screw this old timer. I don't need to get
the
lecture."
On, and then they exchanged. And then they exchanged Instagrams. And
not bad. So he put the shoes on her.
Put the shoes on her, and then the next morning, when he searched the Instagram, he found out that she works at Hooters in Saskatoon. So,
hey, oh well, then you know who we should ask if she would serve if someone takes their shirt off? The chick that works at Hooters. That's right.
We could DM her, I'm sure.
You have to have your shirt on. End of story.
Okay, I was just checking. Thanks for clearing that up. What's great?
Oh, man. All right. Well, wow. So we don't really have any topics tonight. We figured we'd just, you know, we kind of did the last one with good old Tyler, which was actually, I think, the most downloaded and listened to episode that we've had. So that was pretty awesome. And then we just kind of got busy with life and hockey and soccer coaching for me. And Jay was being Jay and Adam was being Adam. So what have you guys been up to over the last little while?
Well, I don't even remember the last time we did that. I've been to Florida, went golfing down there. I've been to California, went to Disneyland again, little Knott's Berry Farm, little Universal.
Been and you to, paid for the extra expensive pass down in Universal and just flew through lines, hey?
I took your advice. It was brilliant advice, Desmond. You should have been, or you could be a travel agent when you kind of semi-retire if you want to. You seem to have a good handle on that stuff. But yeah, we've just been skiing a bunch over the last little while, skiing. April's great, man. Like this weekend, I was skiing on Saturday and then golfing on Sunday.
Tough do you think Walt Disney would be rolling around in his grave if he knew what it costs to go to Disney World now? And the whole passes thing and the thousands and thousands of people that get into that place that there's too many of. I kind of think he would be like, this isn't what I thought I was building.
Well, I was a little worried for you, Jay, because I think like, was it the week before you went, was U.S. spring break or something like that? And the lineups were...
Yeah, the pictures were bananas. Crazy.
But you seemed to go and you went Canadian spring break and it was okay. It seemed like it wasn't too bad.
We did all right. And how are the lines
a deterrent? Like how, when you see that on social media, are people like, I'm never taking my kid there. Instead, they're like, no, no, we're going to go. We're going to spend the thousands and thousands of dollars and stand in line.
I don't get it. Some of us love our children, kids. Dunk. We just love our kids and we have to spend the money.
We've never gone.
I think I love mine differently.
We've never gone during high time. I think the longest we stood in line was maybe 2 and a bit hours, but that's because there was a little bit of a ride delay. Maybe outside of that, it was like 90 minutes, but most of the rides we were in the 15 to 20 minute range at Disney. But I mean, and then at Universal, we've always had that express pass. So it was pretty quick other than some of the major big rides.
No, we've spoiled their kids. It's ridiculous because you can't wait more than 45 minutes because they're like, what the hell is this? We're not standing in line for 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
And it's not standing in line like Stampede or say Callaway Park. I mean, there's stuff going on all around you. There's little videos that you basically could walk a kilometer into a ride before you're in line for 45 minutes before you realize it's been 45 minutes. I don't get people that go there at Christmas and it's like every line is 2.5-3 hours. And you get maybe 4 rides in a day and you've paid like $1,500. That to me is ridiculous.
What does it cost to get into Disneyland now?
It's family like for an four. Adult. Family of four. It's about $1,500 Canadian.
That is insanity.
Yeah.
And what are your kids going to do? What are your kids going to do when they have kids and they're like, let's go to Disneyland? And
they're going
like,
to say, hey, Grandpa,
$5,000 a person. Yeah. They'll be like, hey, what do we get rich grandpa to take us?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then what was it? You had that crazy run-in or something like that in the hotel?
Oh, dude, Jen gets so mad at me because everywhere I go, it doesn't matter whether it's Costco or like the park or whatever, I'm always running into somebody. So we're at our hotel in Anaheim and we're getting ready to go out. Jen's like, let's go down to the lobby bar. Let's, you know, plan for tomorrow or whatever. And I'm like, okay. So I was kind of stalling and I finally get ready and come out walking down the hall and get to the elevator, press the button and the doors open up and I look up Tanner and he's like, Jay, are you kidding me? So it's a guy I went to high school with. I hadn't seen him in like 20, probably 5 years or something like that. We played rugby and volleyball together, Banff Community High School. Shout out. BCHS. So we hung out down the library bar, shared a couple stories and saw his kids and that kind of thing. But like, what are the freaking odds of that? You're in a city of like 14 million people or however many it is. We're set at the same hotel. We live in different cities. Chance run in. Like, what are, like, well, it's are, like a lottery. Like,
wouldn't it be interesting to be better at math and actually figure out what the actual odds of that were?
It's got to be astronomical.
I mean, it is. It is crazy. I mean,
but this happened to you, right?
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, it wasn't. Yes, there, the chances of it were like crazy. But yeah, when I went to Japan for work, and I had messaged a guy, he used to play on our soccer team. I think after you left that team, Adam. Basically, I'd run into him at Christmas, and I said, "Yeah, I might be going to Japan." He used to live there. Now he lives in Singapore. He said, "Oh, if you're ever there, let me know." So I was sitting in the airport in Vancouver. I texted him and said, "Yeah, I'm going to be arriving tomorrow night. Let me know if you're around. Get on the plane. Get off the plane. You know, look at my phone." He had messaged me back. Said, "Yeah, actually, funny enough, I'm arriving in Japan tonight." And I said, "Oh, I just got here. We just landed 20 minutes ago." And he said, "My plane is landing which airport?" Because there's two in Tokyo. So I tell him the one. And he said, "What terminal?" I said, "Terminal 3. And he's like, "I will see you in 15 minutes. And sure enough, we're waiting for our suitcases. And down the escalator, he comes. And, you know, I'm like, "Jesse!" And it's obviously in Japan, it's very much like a much quieter and calmer place. And he's just like, "What? How's it going?" And then he's like, "Just calm down a bit." And we went outside, had a good chat. And then we ended up meeting up for dinner, I think the next night or the day. But that's another one of those things where it's just like crazy that even if I
had 7 billion,
I might have still, yeah, even if I hadn't messaged him, there's still a small chance that I would have seen him walking by anyway. So
I don't have any stories like that recently. My summer was, or my year, or when was the last time we actually
September
had a podcast? September. Holy oh, so since Hannah. September, I dropped my kid off at university and she just got back 3 days ago. And now we're looking for a car. We've got a car loan. She's going back next year. We're trying to find a house for her to live in with some of her teammates. So if any of our Calgary listeners have a 3 or 4 bedroom house for rent anywhere up in the closer to the university, we have some very
responsible
young adults that would like to rent your place. So that's been my year trying to get kids out of the house. I got a grade 12 kid that's he's going to university next year, 19 year old that's going to her second year, and a grade 10er trying to become a pilot.
Going to school?
Chuck has been given, he's got an acceptance or conditional acceptance to Ulster University in Northern Ireland. So he's going to go play on their golf team and,
wow,
it's going to be awesome. Yeah. So I'm looking at a vehicle right now that I was like,
So what kind of car are you looking at genre wise? Are we like Honda Civic kind of thing, or what are we doing?
Yeah, no, she needs like an SUV. So like a CRV, Honda Pilot. This one's a Nissan
Rogue or something.
X Trail.
Ooh, I used to have one of those.
Just a 4-cylinder, nothing, you know, bigger than that.
Yeah, the X-Trail was good.
But it says, what's an RS lower ball joint? Rear something, I don't know. It's worn. Rear sway bar links need attention. Oh, not suitable for transportation, must be towed. That's the last line. Set the bid, $0.
Well, they haven't really built X-Trails for like 15 years now, so, you
people,
know.
People just annoy me with, like, there's a guy in Campbell River selling an X-Terra, which, you know, whatever, it's a nice little vehicle, be good for her, because they need, like, more room, because if there's the teammates in the bags and all that shit. The guy, like, puts 4 pictures, and one's one side of the car, the other is the other side of the car, and then the back of the car. What are we doing with this, dude? So I messaged him, I'm like, can we get some pictures of the inside of the car? How about with the hood up? How about a description of the car? You know, how many owners have there been? When was the last time he serviced it? Do you have any service records? And he, you know, hasn't gotten back to me because, and then
could he was one. Like, this was like a Bumble critique or something like that. Dunk would be like writing to these women that are like posting themselves online. And he'd be like, "What's up with that photo? Can you take it from a different angle? Can you maybe like put your hair a certain way? Like, is this
what's
a really...
Bumble? What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's like the swipe right left stuff, the online dating stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, come on. Like, are you selling yourself or not? Like, if you want a date or whatever, you gotta put a good picture up.
Yeah, but you don't want to catfish somebody either. You don't want to catfish somebody with a car. You're like, you represent yourself. You represent yourself one way. Like, you're, "Hey, here's my beautiful picture of myself," and then you show up at the date and you're an uggo.
Yeah, but it's only cat and machine. So then, it's a fake picture, right? Or you've filtered the shit out of it.
Yeah, but I can filter the shit out of a car photo.
Yeah, but I'm just, why not? I just want 16 pictures of the car. Like, I don't, you guys think the three pictures when you're selling a car, all of them are like outside of the car.
Dude, are you and not just going to go and test drive the car?
You need to see the inside of the car.
It's in Campbell River.
How much is this car worth? Are you talking about $1,500 a car here? Can you buy anything for $1,500 anymore?
Yeah, you can. They're not very really good. You know what's crazy, though, is that's another thing is, but a $5,000 car now compared to when we were trying to find a $5,000 car when we were, it's crazy different. Like, and I mean, in a better way, like the vehicles are way better for $5,000 what you get. Just the technology alone, which probably ends up, it was another thing that the buddy said at Courtney Kia. He's like, here are some of the models to stay away from.
The other option is, you know, just buy a better car. Buy a car.
You got more money to do that. I'm putting three kids to fucking university, aren't I?
And what am I over here?
Yeah, but Dunk couldn't.
You're a money tree.
Couldn't keep it in his pants. He had kids back to back to back. Like, he couldn't wait like a couple years to spread out.
Yeah, it's also not helping
the
situation. But then you want to pull your hair out because you're like, you've got, you know, got a kid that gets out of diapers and then is out of a car seat. And then you're like, you get pregnant again. You're like, wow, we're back into diapers. And I wish we hadn't sold that car seat. And so then you just end up buying another car seat and all those clothes you gave away, right?
Like, so you just kick the can down the road.
When your kids listen to this, they're going to wonder which, like Charlie and Max will be like, is he talking about me or is he talking about you?
Well, you're a good dad.
I guess Jay didn't pay her enough when she worked in the office. Otherwise, she could have afforded a car on her own.
She's still working for him. It came up in the meeting, obviously, with the bank. Where do you work? How much do you earn? So
she hasn't asked for a raise yet. So great employee. Perfect.
Well, I've only seen one email from her. So
she doesn't want to bug Jay's clients.
No, job there. Well done. I'm glad she's getting a car. That's exciting.
There's a 23 passenger bus on this jet on this site. How amazing would that be? Hey, here you go, Keely.
Dude, that would be cool. I remember I took the kids to a Calgary car show. Rowan would have been like 4, and we were cruising through, and Liam and I were like jumping in the Ferraris and the Audis and all the cool cars and stuff like that. And she walked by one of those Mercedes cube vans, and it had like the ladder on the back and the thing on the top. And she climbed in the thing. She's like, Dad, let's buy this. And I was like, come on, it's like a grandpa mobile. She's like, do you know how many friends I could pack in this van? And I was like, oh, that's smart thinking for a 4-year-old.
Here's another option. I just got an email. The Oilers 50-50 right now is $2 million, $94,810.
That's insane.
$2,094,800.
That's the winner's cut?
$4 million? They still go till tomorrow. Now, listen, there's an early bird prize of a Ford Bronco.
So yeah, that'd be pretty cool. How do we split that three ways?
Well, you can have it. You could just pay us a third and a third.
Well, the point is, should we buy a ticket?
I think we should.
Is the Bronco white? Or you get to choose what color the Bronco is?
I'm sure you could swap it.
I'm sure.
I bet you white Broncos go for more than just any other color Bronco. I guarantee it in the States they do.
So I got an email. I got an email from the Jeep people because my Jeep is like 4 years old. And so they're trying to coax me into trading it in, buying a new one. Did you know that a Jeep Wrangler MSRP is $75,000? Who is spending $75,000 on a Jeep?
Brand new cars are ridiculous
now. Insane.
What? You're not buying a brand new car for less than $50,000, are you?
It's crazy. Like I like a blink of an eye, I could swear you could buy cars for $25,000 to $35,000. Good luck.
Okay. I'm looking There's at this CRV in Campbell River.
Ford Bronco Sport tickets to Billy Idol.
Now you got me a Billy Idol.
Hey, you
got
to buy one.
He's coming to Vancouver, but he's playing in the Rogers Stadium.
Yeah.
Like if I want to go see Billy Idol now, it's like 2,000 people max, and I want him to rock it. I don't want to go to Rogers Stadium with 15,000 people that won't get out of their seats and they're old and like from Anjani, even though that's not a word.
Isn't he old though now? He's still wicked.
He's got a couple commercials out there.
He's kick ass. I love his commercials. The Rockstar ones, those are wicked. Yeah. I bet you he'd be unbelievable in a smaller venue. Comes out and does his thing.
I'm Billy Idol, baby.
It'd be brilliant. That's pretty good. Hey, I got, there's a CRV in Campbell River.
Pretty freaking good.
They've posted one picture with it.
So you're going to write them back? The amount of time you spend bitching at people for doing things the way that you don't like them to be done is unbelievable.
Well, come on. This is stupid. I mean, and then a week from now, the price is going to be down a grand. Well, no shit. Nobody came. Nobody got in contact because they think you're screwing them. One side of the vehicle is good. The other side's completely smashed in. I'm not driving up to Campbell River to see this. Come on.
I feel like you're talking about these cars like you're channeling how you want to tell me how to hire people for my business. Like I was advertising wrong or something.
Well, you were advertising wrong.
Now that you're at the helm, you're just like knocking it out of the park. Right pictures.
Not yet.
Right
blurbs. I'm not calling anything yet.
You got the
right
verbiage.
You know, you have to talk about the culture. Desmond, I'm sure you mean, I can't guarantee you're
going to
back me up on this or not, but Jay's got this, like he posts on Indeed or whatever, a job. And it's like the most boring, doesn't talk about culture at all, doesn't talk about himself and how he runs the business or anything like that. Just it's like, you know, you work these to these hours. This is what you get paid. Give me a call. And then he complains that he got nobody out of it. And it's like shocking. Everybody that I'm interviewing for you, Jay, has...
Oh, like, Adam's your interviewer?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Can you imagine?
It's
imagine me, vetting, must have imagine me vetting people?
Yeah, I don't
it
know.
It might have been the most brilliant idea. He and I have come up with because
it's pretty
like
good.
I can't be good at all facets.
He's not good at it.
And that's one thing I'm not good at. I'm
don't
great
forget
at managing,
we used
but
to
I can't
do this.
Find the people to manage.
Right. Don't Crazy. Forget that we used to do this when we were in the porta potty business. He was
you
terrible at letting people go. He was terrible at finding people, but he was good on the day to day. Like I'm not good at the day to day stuff. When someone's like, I'm gonna be late
Man,
for
I
you know by half
everybody.
An hour because I got this. Well, that's like not including enough pictures. All of a sudden, I'm getting crazy angry. I'm like, what the fuck? You got you know, just show up for work. How tough is it? But hey. You're looking for the people, the right people. And almost everybody that's responded to the ad that I'm interviewing starting tomorrow until Monday, there's 8 people, by the way, Jay. Two
now,
men.
To be fair.
All of them have come back and said, I love the vibe of your ad and how the culture and how this sounds like a really cool place to work. Blah,
it is
blah, blah,
true.
Blah, blah, blah.
It wow. is true. However, however, to
I'm gonna
be fair.
I'm going to have to read this ad.
Not, just scored again.
Not all of your hires were spectacular.
No, but I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I hit it. No, nobody's hitting 1,000% when you're hiring people. Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you. I don't know why I thought of this way. You were talking about your run-in with people. I really actually, it just came into my head. I got a question for you guys. And I think this is a stuck in middle age kind of thing. A buddy of mine and his wife are leaving the Valley, which is really sad because they're awesome people. But he gave me his mower. It's a John Deere. It's a great mower, and he just gave it to me. Now it has issues, but it's older. But it's
like
way
a
better
on?
Than no. Just a nice push mower. Instead of push
an electric.
No, I no, it's gas, but it cuts really well, and it's a John Deere. It's a nice mower. What do you think would be like when he gives it to you for nothing? Like, and I went to his house to pick it up. What do you think is reasonable in that situation? You don't get him anything?
I have
what
a
do
question
you, what
first.
Do you think? What do you think? Okay.
Is he a listener?
Yeah, I imagine he
is. Then I think you have to buy him at least, you know, something.
He's not a listener.
Value.
He's not a listener. Just tell, what would you say?
Forget.
He's not a listener.
Forget it.
But if he was a listener, you would say,
dude,
you got to get him something.
No. You can't foist equipment on other people expecting payment for foisted equipment.
No, and he didn't. He didn't at all. He didn't.
Did you ask, what are you going to do with the mower?
No, he asked if I wanted it. And I said, yeah, I'll take it.
You're good.
You're good.
No, it wasn't there. But here, so I showed up with some beer to give to him. And then I sat there with him drinking the beer.
No, I think you're clear.
Which I kind of felt a little bad about because here I bring him payment that he did not ask for. He didn't even imply that he should get something for it at all. He's not like that. He's not wired like that at all. You know,
but you
if
have
he's
to
saying
remember,
it's yours.
Not everyone's as cheap as you. Not everyone's
I know.
Scottish.
I know.
Like I mean,
know
I went once to a hockey parent party, and I'd won during the NFL playoffs like a ball of booze off this guy, and he brought it And then he proceeded to drink 2/3 of it at the party. He's like, oh yeah, here's a good bottle of booze. Like, to me, I thought that was a bit offside. But I think...
And that's slightly different, right? Because he's drinking what you want.
Exactly. You didn't win anything. You did him a favor. And you went to his house and you saw him.
And I went to pick up the mower and then... as payment, even though it wasn't decided on or anything, I brought some beer to say thank you. I was just saying thank you for it.
See, like, then, I think if it were you and you gave them more and like I showed up and brought you beer, you would have taken the beer, you would put it in your house, and then we would have just been standing.
I would have offered you a beer. I would have offered you a beer. But
he would have got the Pilsner from the fridge. He wouldn't have given me one from the six-pack. That's what
I would have
done.
Which is the better beer? I would have been like, is the beer that Desmond brought me a nicer or better beer than what I have in my fridge? And if it is, I'm gonna imply that he should probably have the shittier beer.
Yeah.
Oh, you like these chocolate porters?
Yeah,
you're
getting
the
warm
you?
PBR or something. Yeah. Geez. Thanks.
A brew house.
No, I think you're in the clear. Sometimes you overthink this, man.
Well, I think it's a good question because like these are things that happen, right? Where guys we're at that age now where we're. You know, guys they're done with stuff, or they're like, hey, you need this. And yeah. So what's the expectation? Maybe that's the wrong word, but you know, kind of what's the right thing to do. And I was trying to do the right thing. And then I felt bad about drinking his beer that I'd brought. I'm sorry, Ray.
No, I think you're all right. I think you're okay. All right. But now that I think about it, Jay, you owe me a bottle of scotch. You owe me a bottle of booze from the March Madness.
I don't have any money
left. Do you know this, Adam? I have a March Madness pool.
Yeah, I kept getting reminders on how I was doing, but I wasn't even in it.
He was in it once.
Yeah, you were in it once. We had like 70-some-odd people in the pool. New record, not a big deal. And then a couple of us had a side bet. So Jay entered 3 brackets, right? But when I had 2 and some of the other guys had multiple. Our side bet, which was... every guy had to bring a $100 bottle of booze, was only based on your first bracket. So your bracket 1.
Okay, can I stop you for just a quick second? Can I just stop you for a quick second?
Yeah.
So this is how betting works with Desmond. Desmond will throw out a wager, and then I blindly say, yeah, I'm in. And then like a week later, I'll come back and be like, hey, what are the rules? And in this particular case, I didn't read the rules. So I'm in this predicament. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically Jay won the pool, and Jay would have, I think you had,
not basically, I did.
You had 3. You did win it.
I won it before the finals.
You would have won it with entry 2 or 3, but entry 1 lost the scotch bet and I won. And
so I'm up $1,350, but down $120 bucks for a bottle of scotch.
And I mean, as a side note, I did go to that final game, which was a bucket list item, and it was pretty great. Unfortunately, the wrong team won.
It wasn't a great game.
It was great. What's that?
It wasn't really a great game.
The first half was really good, and then in the
I
second
watched
half,
it looking for you, but
yeah. Oh, we were in like I think the second or third last row.
I saw your post, and I was like, oh no, I'm looking in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
The camera's not scanning like third row from the top of the roof, right?
Yeah. And I did get a message from someone when I did make post asked me, can you even see? But no, it was actually like you totally could. I mean, obviously when you take videos from your camera and stuff, it looks like way farther. We were far. We were high up. But it was pretty awesome. And the other cool thing was that so Wasim, being a Purdue alumni, he ended up flying out day of the game. He stayed with us after the game. But he went and sat by himself in a much, much better and closer seat.
Oh, he didn't sit with you?
No. He bought like a seat down in the lower bowl. He only had to buy 1 seat. I had to buy 4.
Yeah, but he was staying with you. Okay, so that brings up the question. You're worried about a lawnmower? This guy This guy stays with you on your family vacation. I mean, that's cool. But then he sits separate from you? The least he could have done was buy you a seat beside him.
A long time ago. I bought my tickets a while back. He bought his like last minute.
You could have sold those tickets,
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. No, I mean, I will say, so what happened was I bought the tickets at probably the slightly wrong time. because Arizona, it was in Arizona. Arizona was a high seed. They were going into their Sweet 16 game. And I saw like the tickets were the cheapest they had been. So I basically pulled the trigger and bought them. Arizona gets knocked out that
they
night.
They lose.
And then the ticket prices went, like, they went down. And so I think I probably could have got them for about $30 cheaper later, American, so like $100 cheaper. And then, but day of the game, they start to go up again. But yeah, no, Wasim was sitting way down there. And yeah, I mean, he did like have a post on his Instagram. He didn't say thank you to us on the Instagram. I haven't brought that up with him, but I'm sure he'll listen.
It sounds pretty bad.
He said thank you profusely. He offered to buy us dinner after the game, but I declined and made sure that I paid. So I said, you are my guest. So yeah.
So you ended up buying dinner as well.
Oh, it was actually at this place.
But that was a spiteful dinner then. The spiteful
box. It was this place. So Luke, the brilliance of social media. Luke was like, while we're in Arizona, we have to go to this place called Raisin Cane's. It has the best chicken. It's voted like best fast food in the U.S. or something like that. Best chicken fingers you'll ever have. Now, very few times do things live up to the name. So we went the one day and like we all ordered. They have two meals. One is chicken fingers and the other's a chicken finger sandwich. These Ooh. Things were the best chicken fingers I've ever had, hands down. It was awesome. We went twice.
What was so good about it?
They just had a nice breaded taste to them. They were thick. They were juicy. You know, they weren't like, you know, like say chicken nuggets where the chicken looks like it's been mashed and pounded together. This was like actual chicken breast chicken. It was delicious. I can see Jay's like getting hungry. Just think about
it. I'm on the website looking at it. Craveable chicken finger meals. They've trademarked that.
Yeah. And basically the story of how it came to be, we won't get into that, but it's an interesting story. But yeah, if you're ever out there, Raisin Cane's, highly recommend it.
Now, do they have dips? Because I love plum sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of dips, man.
So they
Lots
had one dips. Sauce and it was like a Thousand Island kind of sauce.
Oh,
it was
gross.
But you know what? I think what they could have done better is they could have had some Frank's Red Hot, like some dipping hot. They could have used some spicy sauce.
Sriracha.
That would have been delicious.
Oh, God, all this talking about food. I bought a half a cow last week. Didn't tell Jen until it basically arrived at my doorstep. That didn't go over very well.
And so did two deep freezes?
Yeah, and then it didn't fit in my deep freeze, so then I had to buy a deep freeze. That didn't go over well either. But
so can I come pick out some meat yet or what?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple briskets. I got, I got packs and packs of tenderloin, New York strip.
Like how many kilograms do you have?
I got 300 pounds of meat.
It's crazy. We got half a, we got either a full pig or a half a pig a couple of years ago. And it's insane. It's insane how much, like there's no room. There was meat everywhere. We just packed it. I was too cheap to buy another deep freeze. But yeah, it's insane. But man, it's good.
Oh, it's I had to play eat. Lego with our freezer because like Jen's like, well, we had planned to go to Costco tomorrow. And then
Does she not know that this was way cheaper than getting
I don't think you played Costco. Lego. That doesn't make sense. Did you play Tetris?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Tetris.
Jesus, what are we doing here?
Whatever. Lego. Anyway.
What'd you make? What'd you make? The Daily Bugle?
So if you want some beef, come knock it. Yeah. So Desmond, you got to come by. You got to pick up some of this stuff because
I will. Now, Adam, I'm going to ask you, should I bring beer to Jay's house?
No. Bring cold hard cash.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. See, definitely.
I'm doing him a favor.
You're doing him a favor.
I'm going to nicely mark up that meat by a slight percentage.
I think you should probably bring something for him if he's giving you meat. Cause I mean, food's not cheap these days, not in BC anyways. Well, maybe your government's got their shit together better than the ones here, but you like to, smoke everything.
Yeah.
So maybe the deal is you give me whatever you're giving me, Jay. Thank you. I'm going to smoke it and have you and Jen over one night. And that's the payment.
That'll work for the briskets.
That could work.
Yeah.
You know what we could do, Jay? We could play for it. now that we're both members at the same golf course.
Very exciting.
What member? What are you? Where?
We got 1 year memberships at a prestigious golf course here in Calgary.
What, Blue Devil?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
You want to keep guessing, or Desmond, you're just going to tell him?
Cottonwood.
Cottonwood. They have a.
You pulled the trigger on that. Wow.
Yeah.
They have now, a deal.
Here's. Yeah.
Well, that's not really
so,
a deal,
and Jen, a deal. Obviously Jen's member there as well. Now, Jay and I have an opportunity to enter the Cottonwood match play, four ball match play as a team. God. What do you think?
I can't wait for the stories. I can't wait for the stories.
What do you think? Should we?
You know what? Yes, because Jay will end up getting punched in the face. And I think that's a great story.
How am I going to get punched
in
the face?
It'll be Desmond's fault. Desmond will have irritated somebody during the round, and on the 18th hole, he'll sink some 50-foot putt, and someone will question his handicap. Jay, you'll say the wrong thing, and you'll end up eating a punch over it. That's how all Desmond's stories, their craziness over every time he's got a match play or some kind of golf tournament thing. I don't know. There's always a crazy story. So, yes, Jay, I want you to go in it just for the story.
Yeah, I'll be.
And you're
going to
eat a punch.
Okay.
You're fine. Definitely going to get threatened. At some point during the round, one of you is going to get threatened.
Why? Because I'm a high handicapper and I can like shine.
No. Because it always happens. Desmond, every time Desmond goes into one of those oil baron things, or that, like either the guy,
oil baron.
There's a rule violation.
Yes.
Des will call the guy on and the guy will be like, "Hey man, we're not that serious." And Des will be like, "Yeah, we are." And I'm not knocking
you
back because I would be that way too. I would be that way too. But then on the 18th hole, it's like the 17th hole, you guys are down or something. And then at the very end, you pull it out. And then the guy like wants to threaten to kill you in the parking lot. That's how the stories end.
Don't you think I'm going to calm him down a bit? I think I'm going to calm him down a bit. We're like,
yeah. I think
we're like good cop,
I
back
can't
cop.
Help it if the guy takes five swings at the ball in the rough and then weed whacks it and then chops it out and knocks in a putt and says bogey. I can't let that stand.
No, you can't let that shit go.
And
let too much
center.
Of that go in the Nation's Cup. That's probably. But the problem is Jay's going to wear that stupid plastic hat that he wears, one of them, because he's got a couple of them.
Oh, and my pink sweater. Yeah. I'm excited.
Well, congrats on Cottonwood. Who's the pro out there?
Don't know. Don't know.
We'll learn
is
that.
It still a private club or is it kind of semi-private?
No, it's private. Yeah,
yeah, it's private. Yeah.
I mean, Cottonwood's going to eat you alive, Jay.
Why?
That is not an easy golf course. I mean, unless you play the front.
I'm going to play from the front tees, like the kids' tees.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
Like you should. Yeah. You should play the handicap.
Yeah, and then I'll move back.
In this match play, you have to play from the blues. That's
my goodness. You're going to get annihilated, Jay.
He's going to get like 29 strokes.
Yeah, but he's going to take 29 strokes on the first hole.
I don't. No.
Come on.
No.
I got a birdie the other day.
It's
a blue devil on like a.
Not little devil. Blue devil.
It's probably a 50.
It was legit.
50 yard course. Let me go up.
Oh, it's best ball. We only need him to win two holes. If he gets like two bogeys and one of them's on a hole where he gets two strokes, that's great. Where he's going to get punched.
Desmond, you'll be carrying that team, buddy.
And then I'm going to get punched again because I'm going to play in the divorce cup with my wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that'll be fun too.
Is that such a thing?
Husband and wife.
It's like the couples. Couples kickoff. Match play.
Oh, when they call it the divorce cup, kind of.
You should
like
play with Dustin and his wife.
Hey, you know the happenstance thing we were just talking about. I ran into Paul O'Toole at Sunshine Village. He came. I didn't even notice him. He came walking across, and he's like, "Jay," and he was like super excited to see.
Did he
like
look
a,
good?
He was like
did
a
he,
super fan.
Did he have time for a drink, or did he like stick around for 1 minute and then bail?
No. He was with his. I should have listened better. It was like brother-in-law. Or like friends.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Something like that.
I know he's pretty busy.
But he was looking good. He was looking good. Yeah. We hugged it out. I took a picture. We should put that up on Instagram.
Well, I've only met him once.
He recognized you. Like he's met you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got
him. I've only met him once and I would say he probably looks good all the time.
No. So I got embarrassed because I mixed him up with Dustin. And so I said to him, I'm like, oh, super excited to see you out in Cottonwood this summer. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like, Cottonwood, you know, me and Desmond are going out there. And he's like, no, I think you got me mixed up with somebody else.
Did he have
back, to say, did so he going back to that story Paul? Earlier?
Did he have to say said,
Paul? I don't remember. No. I knew it was Paul O'Toole, but I got mixed up. I thought he was golfing like Dustin. Because I know Paul O'Toole's got a shitty golf swing just like me.
Yeah, but Dustin is like, Dustin dropped something like 6 or 7 strokes off his index last year. He,
because he and I were similar, but he's gotten way better.
You were.
I said 17.
Yeah. You're still like 27.
24. Thanks a lot.
24.
That's terrible.
There you go. Whatever. I mean, speaking of that, I did win the Nations Cup again. Not Nations Cup. I won the Red Jacket Champions Tour. So I won it twice last year. Got my 4th Red Jacket. Top of the table there. So that's pretty good. But
so, Dong, do you have a game system from this century? Like, do you have like an Xbox or anything?
Ours is white.
Because Desmond and... Oh, yeah, you might. Something. So Desmond and I have the Masters Golf for Xbox. And we've been playing online together every now and again.
Yeah, I know. He's terrible. I don't really care. The whole idea of it, it just doesn't appeal at all.
And then Jay got a hole in one on Masters.
Yeah, I didn't comment.
Luke got one on the weekend.
Yeah. I ignored that text too.
It's fun, dude. You should join us.
You know what? We understand that the only comments you can't comment on our golf excellence, even if it is of an electronic nature.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. I don't know. I've never been a gamer. I'm not a to play the Masters and get excited about playing.
But I can play it and be Jack Nicklaus.
I wouldn't even go near that, but okay.
Oh, it's awesome. You can even
create a golfer for Adam. We could like create a little avatar for him.
Yeah, when you come out for
like get angry like and like miniature Adam Duncan. Swing the club down the fairway when things aren't going well. I've calmed down. I'm not that golfer at all anymore.
Well, now you won club championships, you won the Nations Cup, so you know you've got those monkeys off your back.
Men's night last week, our men's night is pretty, it's pretty stellar at Crown Isle. They did a survey at the end of the season last year and they listened, I think, to a lot of the response was ridiculous. It wasn't just like 5 people wrote back. They got a lot of response from it. And so they created this team system like Liv. They had a draft night, which I was out of control at. I was screaming at people. I'm on the Slag Lumber team. So there's 12 teams, they got 12 sponsors to put up some money and, so they're having a point system, Stableford point system. I think they take 5 scores from every week. There's 12 guys on a team. So it's really, really cool. And the best part is like, you don't know, like it was a random draft, like random draws based on handicaps. So like the first bucket, I think was 0 to 3 handicaps. And then it was 4 to 7 or something. So they were just pulling guys randomly out of hats, out of buckets. And so you end up on a team with guys that you don't necessarily know, which is kind of cool. Cause you know, we all get in our own pockets of friends and you just hang out with those guys. But now it's like forcing us to get to know the 140 some golfers that go out on men's night. So it's really cool. The prizes are great. It's run really, really well. They shut the bar down in the clubhouse and we take it over on Thursday night. And last week I started, it's a par 5. I started with a 7, then I parred the next hole and then I tripled. I hosled into the water and I thought, holy hell, like, 15 years ago, Adam would have snapped a couple clubs. I might've picked my bag up and chucked it into the lake that I just hosled my ball into, but I calmed down and I went 1 under from that point. It was pretty sweet.
Oh, nice.
Like 1 under from that. I was still, so I knew it, shooting a 76, starting 5 over after 3. So I was quite pleased. So to your point, yes, I feel way more relaxed on the course now. I'm sure when Nation Cup shows up here in a month or is that a little bit over a month, I'm sure I'll prove that wrong.
Well, you know what? You can combat that.
Somebody says something and I'm losing my shit at Mills or Todd or Jerry or you two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I think Cottonwood has the same thing. There's a draft.
We're going to go. You're going to, it's like a random draft or something.
I don't know if I'm
going. You guys should go in it.
I just have to see. But yeah, it looked pretty cool and it seemed interesting. And so that was the thing I was trying to figure out is you don't have to obviously go every week. They take the top
12 guys on a team. Scores. Right. And they only take 12 scores. So, and it's Stableford. So everything was close. Like we were third after the first week, and we're 2 points, I think, out of the first. I mean, some guys are way back, but I'm. I bet
is it like, the first time you've done that?
Like, is it the like first time our men's night has done that?
No. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Normally, it would just be like, you know, they'd have. That was the other thing that really wasn't great about it, was they had two flights, and I think it was like 0 to 12 handicap, and then 13 and above, and it was like, nah. So now they have four flights. And then they have four flights for net and for gross. So it's really out of 140 guys, something like 40 something won a prize on Thursday night, 40 different guys. Like that's the way it should be. And it, cause that was another complaint, that it always seemed like it was the same guys winning all the time. And it's like, the three best golfers in our golf course are always winning, which, you know, like you go out and you shoot two under, oh, that's not my fault. But if I'm at the time, you know, I'm an eight handicap, eight index, I can't compete against the guy who's a plus playing on a Thursday night.
No, you cannot.
So yeah, now awesome. I'm a five index. Thanks for asking. I have got my, you were talking about your buddy that's got his down. Mine's down to a five. A year ago, I think it was just over a year. I was an eight.
Not could you bad. Get backed up?
Okay. But let me ask you this. I think it's easier to get from like a 25 to a 17 than an eight to a five. So kudos to you for that.
For sure.
Right.
100%.
Like, I mean,
compliment.
You,
well, I mean, you're on a moon. You know what? Maybe it's relative, though. I don't know. Like, for a guy that's, although I don't know, to get into the single digits of golf, actually, to get to a 10, I actually don't think is that hard in golf. I think you just need to spend a little bit of time around the green and maybe get a putting lesson, a chipping and a putting lesson, and you probably could get yourself down to a 10.
Well, it's a practice thing, right?
You won't hit a driver. Well, your swing is
terrible. I hit driver, but like, no, that's the thing, right? Like any opportunity that I have to go golf, I'm going golfing. Like, I don't think I've been to the driving range in like 6 years.
Yeah,
not that it would really matter, but like I would, like if I had a lesson and actually had some coaching and some teaching and then went and practiced for hours and then went and played golf, I'm sure I could make some strides there. But like up until this point, I just haven't had the time. So I'm just going out to golf and have a good time.
I do have one other question, Jay, that we need to bring up. It's another stuck in middle age thing. You talked about the kids and the teenage kids. Now, boyfriends, right? Jay, you've got some kids throwing rocks at your windows these days.
Well, I wanted to ask you, like, when that started, maybe because, you know, Dunk's got a daughter. I've been having these boys show up at my house at like 9 and 10 o'clock at night, throwing rocks at my daughter's window to get her attention.
Are they rocks or are they pebbles?
Probably just pebbles, you know. They're not going to break my window or anything like that.
How do you know this is going on?
Because they have cameras at the front of my house and at the back of my house, and of course, so the motion sensor, so I get a text, I turn it on, and sure enough, these like kids are out there. So I had a little bit of fun with it, because, you know, I got my truck, and of course, I, you know, it's pretty loud, and so they're standing there on the driveway, like throwing shit at my daughter's window, and so then I start the truck while it's in the driveway, and it scared the shit out of them, which was kind of fun. But they're relentless. They were coming back. So at one point, it was like 9:30 at night, and of course, Jen loves to go to bed at like 8 o'clock, and so they're waking up the dog, and then the dog comes upstairs, and starts barking, so like all hell's breaking loose. So I had to go out and actually like be like, dudes,
they leave a teddy bear.
You know, yeah, like, and then the next night they came out and threw a teddy bear on the front porch. Anyway,
you know, if they brought you a couple beers.
Yeah, butter me up a little bit.
Yeah.
See?
I'm smart.
To make up for it.
That's a good play.
And that's different.
No, I was trying to play nice. I went outside and I was like, look, boys, like you can't be doing this at this time of night. You're waking up everybody. You're waking up my wife. So you can stand on the driveway until your ride shows up, but like enough's enough.
And then after that, Jay, what did you do? You went inside, turned on your Xbox, and you destroyed me. He used that anger and just destroyed me in a match.
Dunk, I beat him by like in the tens. Didn't I beat you by like,
what are we talking about here? Like Masters golf again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. This is what I was talking about with golf. Like, I understand the game of golf and I would be a great caddy. I just don't have the skill to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I play video game golf, I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm hitting it. I know what kind of, you know, draw or like what I got to do to spin it in there nice, get it in nice and tight. Because my golfer online is really good. And so I just have to control the good player.
Right.
Yeah, if I had the skills.
Your golfer online is really good.
Hey, dude, The whole world's going metaverse here. So,
well, we'll see how good a cad you are when we're in the match play, and you know you're out of a hole, and I need to make a putt or something.
When he's already like you're not even to the 200 yard marker, and he's already out the hole.
Yeah,
he's giving you advice on what to do.
But he's seen me play enough that he could probably talk me out of the club I have in my hand. I mean,
going
he's
for it over water on a par five.
Pretty sure that five wood worked for you
from 230 out.
1 year, a few years ago.
I will say, Olivia has a boyfriend. His name is Nick. He says he's listened to every episode, so we're gonna see if he catches this shout out. He's a good dude. He hasn't chucked any rocks at windows here. He treats her nicely. He's a nice guy.
Well, that was fun.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, man.
Wrap it up.
Well, okay. Well, we covered a number of topics there and got caught up on a wide variety of items as well. So thanks, guys, for jumping on the call today. And
good to be back.
I think what we'll try and do, maybe we'll try and get another one here in a little bit. You know, Mr. Bartlett and the Canadian Olympic basketball team's heading to the Olympics. So, and the women's, of course. He wants to come on again, and we might have some other topics, but we'll try and get one out a little bit sooner than 6 months and just see what happens from there. Maybe get something in before or after the Old Nations Cup, but it's been fun, boys.
Yeah, really good to see you.
It's good seeing you guys. We'll see you in 5 weeks.
You betcha.
Or sooner.
Or sooner. All right.
Bye, boys.
See ya.
Take care.